The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, guys. This is Caroline Baudino, host of Coming in Hot. You probably know me from Instagram's Shop with Caroline, where my coffee talks serve you life experience and inspiration. You found me for the fabulous jewels and the fashion, but you stayed for the brutal truth. A cold plunge of reality that helps you get your shit together. Let's bring you back to life. I'm going to have you coming in hot. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Coming in Hot with Caroline. I am so excited to be here because we are going to talk about something that I think is really important. I'm going to tell you this. I read a quote. I don't know if I've said this already, but I'm going to say it again. You do not take advice from anyone under the age of 50. So lucky for all of you, I am 52. So you need to listen to me. Okay. This is the point. You guys, I'm going to tell you a story about a 12-year-old girl. I really want to talk about body images today. I am somebody at 52 years old that is for the first time walking around the pool with no towel covering my thighs and my ass. I'm going to say this out loud, first and foremost, for all of you. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to come forward. I'm going to say it first. I'll even show it first. I have cellulite. I just wanted to put it out there because I think it's something that, like, it is a word that literally terrifies women. There is something about the word cellulite that literally will throw you into a spiral of depression, right? You can feel so insecure. You can feel so worthless. There is something about body image that I really wanted to address today. And I think women today, the pressure that we have to be perfect, right? And the pressure that we have to be skinny and the pressure that we have to, again, appear like, you know, we're just so happy in our skin, and people forget that it takes work. It does take work because from a very young age, you're looking at magazines, you know, you're watching all these supermodels and you're thinking that you're supposed to look like them, right? I mean, let's be honest. I watched all the TV shows. I watched the Baywatches, and there is something that you're watching these shows, you're watching TV, and you think, oh God, I don't look like that. And I sure as hell don't feel confident like that. Then you cut to a mother who I love to death, and this is something that, you guys, I hope we can, you know, have no judgment here, because at the end of the day, I absolutely adore my parents. But let me tell you something. I have learned some hard lessons. And my mom was not exactly easy growing up. She is definitely somebody who cared about appearances. She is definitely somebody that put pressure on us to, you know, not eat too much, to look good, that you had to be well-dressed, that your appearance matters, that how you look represents you and all this stuff. My mom was very, very big on being very dressed up. I don't think there's a day in this world that she does not have her red lipstick on and truly believes in looking good. So you wonder where I get it from, okay? I was literally born into this. I didn't have a choice, but I really see what's interesting, and we will touch base on my sister because it's funny, we are complete opposites. That is an entire other episode, and we will touch on that when we get a little closer. You know what I mean? There's a lot of depth that goes into that conversation. But we were very different. And I think my mom struggled a lot because we were so different. And my mom wanted us to look and, you know, see us a certain way. So for me, I always felt this pressure to look my best or to be skinny. My mother even had the picture of a supermodel on my refrigerator. You know, listen, God bless Teresa. We love her. We forgive her. But at the time, for whatever reason, she thought psychologically that was a good idea. I mean, talk about torture. She literally, so if you went up to the fridge, there was a picture of a supermodel. And my mom would be like, are you sure you want to eat that? And I'd be like, fuck, I do. But now I fucking can't. And you were like, damn it. So imagine this, okay? Imagine that. As a child, this is what you're witnessing. I'm going to tell you a story really quick about a 12-year-old, okay? I was a 12-year-old girl. And I went to Sandy Hollow Day Camp. Any of my Sandy Hollow Day Camp friends out there, you guys, it was in the Hamptons. Yes, we were those assholes that were going out to the Hamptons on the weekends. My parents were living that life. You know, they came from nothing. We will discuss. I have immigrant parents that came here and built an incredible life for us. And I'm forever grateful. So we were lucky enough to be living that, you know, American dream, I guess you would call it, right? My dad had the great job. We had the house in the Hamptons, and we would go out there and spend the summers out there, and I would go to day camp there. This all sounds so idyllic, kind of douchey. You guys have all heard the story. But the funny thing was the insecurity that I felt at that age, okay? I went to this camp that was like the cutest little day camp, And I can clearly remember, you guys, it's my first memory of being really self-conscious about my body and really self-conscious about how I looked to others and really caring about what other kids were saying or if they were looking. It was very bizarre. It was at day camp. I will never forget it. I was 12 years old and I remember it was time to go in the pool. And I just remember not wanting to take the towel off. Like, I didn't want to walk from the chair to the pool without the towel because I thought everybody could see my cellulite. And I'm 12. Like, the fact that I even care about cellulite, or even know what that is, honestly blows my mind now, having kids that are 12 and 14. The fact that that could even be something that's on my mind or something I'm thinking about is terrifying to me now. So imagine that's how self-conscious I was about little tiny, I'm going to say this out loud, tiny little dimples. Okay. That's what's controlling you. Tiny little ripples in your leg that do nothing, right, is literally psychologically controlling you. So from that moment on, I remember thinking the kids were staring. I remember thinking the boys were staring, right? And that I thought they were staring at my legs and my cellulite. And it is crazy that you could ignore all the fun that's going on and literally obsess on that. And I spent that entire summer, and I can honestly tell you, maybe 25 more years, hiding behind the towel, hiding behind the cover-up, hiding behind, you know, whatever cute little shorts or outfit, but the shorts had to hit the knee. You know what I mean? Like, I had to cover the thighs. The thighs, for whatever reason, we all have our spots. I think all women have their little thing that they're like self-conscious about or that just tortures them. My thighs were my torture. I had like that typical Cuban body where I was like kind of small on top, heavier on the bottom. I had the bubble butt. I had the thighs. And for me, all I could do is literally stare at my thighs and I would like rub them. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, when you like massage your leg and you can really see the dimples, you know what I'm talking about? When you're like looking in the mirror and I'd be like, oh, like, how do I get rid of this? High school, college. I am not joking. I can honestly tell you, I remember dating people and being at the beach and legitimately having to put something on to go take a walk down the beach. Right? Like, I'm not going to get up and just go for a walk on the beach with somebody I love or even with my girlfriends, like on a trip. Legitimately would have to put the cover up on, the wrap on, or the towel, or let's just even say our workout pants when people wrap a sweatshirt, right, around your waist. Like, what are you covering? Do you really have to wear a sweatshirt around your waist? Probably not. You're probably, whatever reason, you're feeling insecure in that outfit. That's how I felt. And again, felt like everybody was always staring. Another trip, you guys, all the moms. Remember the mom trips? Do you remember when you finally break free of your house and you've got small kids at home and your husband's like, you need a break? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I need a break. I'm out of here. So I'm like, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I'm running out the door. We're headed to Ojai. We're having a girls' mom's trip. And let me tell you something. We get the cabana. We've got the drinks flowing. We're all in our cutest outfits. I am in my Amazon bathing suit. I am. Okay. We looked fabulous. We're having a good time. And guess what? Everyone decides they want to go to the pool. I'm like, oh, fuck. Everyone's walking to the pool. Now everyone's going to the pool. Shit. I have to take the towel. I have to take the cute outfit off. I was like, oh, God, now I'm even older. I have even more cellulite. Like, now I see it on my arms. Oh, God, are they going to laugh? Are they going to make a comment? Are they going to be like, oh, look at Caroline's cellulite? Or like, oh, God. Or are the people at the hotel going to be like, oh, who's the girl with all the cellulite on her legs? Like, legitimately, while everyone's laughing and drinking, that's what I'm fucking thinking, okay? I'm torturing myself. So rather than having fun, rather than drinking my cocktail, rather than putting my face in the sun and enjoying it, hearing all the latest gossip, laughing, and not giving zero fucks, guess what? I am tiptoeing around fucking chairs with a towel, figuring out where I'm going to drop the towel so that I can slide in like a whale into the fucking pool and like literally slide in so that no one sees me and then have to plot my way back out, okay? Because then when you're in the pool, you get cocky and you start drinking and having fun, but then you realize you got to get back out. And legitimately, you guys, even getting out, the amount of stress to just make sure your towel's there or to grab a towel or the tiptoe running back to your seat or the whatever it is. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. I know we have all our spots. You guys, I have even gotten to the point where I used to go for walks and I didn't like the reflection in the cars because the sun really brings out the cellulite. And when you're walking, you see your reflection in the car. I could see the cellulite on my arms. And honestly, I would be mortified. And I didn't want to wear a tank top. I didn't want anyone to see it. So I started wearing the t-shirts with the longer, you know what I mean? The longer shirt. Ladies, I really, really, really want to tell you something. Okay. I'm going to come in hot with the brutal truth. Nobody gives a shit about you. And I know that is shocking. I know we think everyone is obsessed with us. I know we think everyone's staring at us. I know we think everyone's thinking about us 24/7. But I'm going to let you in on the biggest secret there is as a 52-year-old. That's the only person you take advice from. Okay. Nobody's thinking about you. Everyone is extremely self-absorbed. Everyone is extremely selfish. Most humans are thinking about themselves and thinking about their own lives and thinking about their own shit. They're not worried about you. They're not worried about their cellulite. And if some stranger somewhere really, or even your good friend or your husband or anyone that says they love you really, really makes a comment or makes a joke or makes you feel uncomfortable, like, they're obviously not your friends or somebody that really cares about you, right? Because I have personally never noticed anyone's cellulite. I have personally never noticed anyone's labels, by the way. I am usually looking to see someone smile. I am usually looking to see someone's like personality, their energy, their vibe. I'm looking to see if I feel seen, loved, heard, and respected in your presence. Could give two shits what weight you are. Could give two shits like how expensive your house is, how expensive your car is. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care. What I care about is how you make me feel. And I think that as you get older, as you start coming into yourself, as you start evolving and growing and really understanding human nature, and you start to really see, obviously you're married for many years. I've married 18 years. I've been watching my parents, watching our friends, and now watching my own kids. It is something that is so important for us to talk about. And it's having a good body image, us being able to show it and flaunt it. Ladies, let me tell you something. Do you think that your daughters or your sons or your kids aren't noticing that you're not getting in the pool, or that, you know, you can't get your hair wet, or like, you know what I mean, that you're holding the towel and they're just like, Mom, come on. And I'm sitting there trying to find the fucking towel or the cover up. I'm like, give me a second. Or I'm not jumping in the water with them, because I remember being at Lake Tahoe. If anybody knows Lake Tahoe, we had gotten a boat and we were having the best day ever. And the kids were jumping off the boat. And I was like, shit, because the boat driver was there and John was behind me. And I don't know why. I just didn't want to take everything off. I wasn't feeling like my best self. I had had two kids. I hadn't lost all the weight yet. I felt like, for whatever reason, I just didn't want everyone to look at me. And I'm talking about my kids and my husband and some stranger on a boat in the middle of a lake that, like, now I'm worried that the fish are seeing my cellulite. Like, what am I talking about? I sounded insane. And I was like, okay, we got to reconnect. When I decided to bring back the best version of myself, I realized that the best version of myself is the one that's confident, the one that's happy, the one that feels good in her own skin. It is not the one that is looking in the mirror and constantly obsessing on some cellulite that, by the way, does nothing for you. It does not control you. It does not have any power over you. It does not say anything about you. It is hereditary. It is something that everybody has. I went to a Victoria's Secret model fashion show. Guess what? Never felt better about myself. Not because they're all so gorgeous, because they all have cellulite too. And I was like, oh my God, thank God. Because between all the air touching, all the filters, all the bullshit, we have forgotten what real people look like. We have forgotten what real women look like. We have forgotten what it's like to look in the mirror and just like what you see, right? All we do is look in the mirror and pick ourselves apart. All we do is torture ourselves literally daily on all the things that we don't have or we didn't do, rather than nurturing ourselves, being kind to ourselves, reminding ourselves that our bodies fucking work. If you're lucky enough, I literally started to remind myself that I can walk, I can use my legs. I started to realize that the cellulite has actually never stopped me from doing anything, right? If I'm going to look back at my life to the point where I am right now, the cellulite has not stopped me from marrying an incredible guy. John sees a cellulite. I'm sure he sees it. I don't know if he cares. Like, is a guy really kicking you out of bed for cellulite? Like, for real? Like, has anyone actually been like, oh, sorry. Oh, I see a dimple. No, this isn't going to work. Sorry. Nope. Get out of bed. Nope. Can't do it. Not one man, I think, is kicking anyone out of bed. Okay. So my point is, We have to start loving ourselves. We have to start giving ourselves permission to be human. We have to start looking in the mirror again and loving what you see. And we have to start like searching for perfection and start searching for acceptance. And I think for us, you know, I think we're always so busy looking out and looking at everyone else and looking what everyone else is doing. And we don't take the time to look at yourself. Like, look in that mirror, take the time to figure out what actually makes you feel good. What clothes make you feel good? What exercise makes you feel good? Again, no excuses. You can't say you want something, you want to feel your best and look your best and then not make any effort, right? Again, what we say about manifestation without effort or without work doesn't actually happen, right? It's like you always have to put that effort in. And when I realized I looked at my body as strong and as capable rather than as skinny and like sexy, you know what I mean? Like for me, I started to change the narrative. And I realized that at 52, when I look at my body right now, I see pure strength. Like I see the capabilities. I see what I can do. I can take care of my family. I can work. I can go for a walk. I can travel, whatever it is. I was like, I look fucking amazing. What am I talking about? What are some dimples going to do? I have more power than the dimples, right? Did it stop me from starting my job, from starting Instagram? Did that ever stop me? Like, because I had some dimples? No. Did that ever stop me from looking fabulous in my outfit at an event and people saying you look great? Like, again, it will not stop you from living your dreams and living your best life and finding the love of your life. And I want us to stop obsessing on these little things about our bodies that honestly serve a zero purpose in your life. Honestly, you guys. And I think women in general, we've forgotten what smart is and what capable is and what strong is. And I think we've changed the narrative to be kind of like, now it's skinny, dumb, like don't work, trophy. And I really want to change that into winning the trophy, right? I don't want you to be the trophy. I want you to win the trophy. I don't want you to be married to the CEO. I want you to be the CEO. And I think it comes the same with your body image. Like I want you to look in the mirror and see beautiful. At the end of the day, ladies, I can promise you your cellulite will never, ever, ever serve a purpose in your life that's going to benefit you in a positive way mentally. You know what I mean? Like that is, it is mental torture. And I want us to free ourselves. I want us to like chop the chains, honestly, like I do. I felt like I was chained in a prison of my own mind, constantly thinking that everyone was staring, looking, watching. And I think when you stop worrying about what everybody else is doing, when you stop watching everyone else and you start actually paying attention to yourself, paying attention to the reflection in the mirror, paying attention that that person looks happy, that that person looks like their best self, looks motivated, looks smart, feeling good in their own skin. And I say it over and over again because guess what? It takes 7 times for you to actually remember something. So that's why I constantly, constantly repeat, look good, feel good, do good, get up, get dressed, let's do this. I repeat it constantly because it's a mantra. That is my medicine. That is my non-negotiable. Because when I feel confident, I'm not worried about my cellulite. That's the difference. I'm not insecure anymore. So when I look in the mirror, I actually like what I see because I like the person. I like what I'm accomplishing. I like that I'm smiling again. I think that's beautiful. And I like that I feel smarter than ever. That's what I'm most excited about. I don't even look at the cellulite anymore, you guys. Genuinely. I prance around on camera. I squeeze my legs. I literally dance around in my bikini. I'm going to tell you the story of my greatest moment, okay? This to me was like, I knew that I had conquered it. So we were just on vacation over Thanksgiving and we were in Costa Rica. So we go to Costa Rica and I'm with all my best friends and it's like another couple family with their kids. And probably I've known them, been best friends with them for about 20 years. I don't think I ever really walked around without a towel or sarong or something genuinely. And we rented an Airbnb. We're all there. We're all hanging out. I'm in my bathing suit, legitimately walking from the kitchen to the pool to the bathroom. Only in my bathing suit, okay? I am not grabbing a towel, did not wear a cover-up down the stairs. I am literally just in a bikini. Are you hearing me? I am just in a bikini. Okay. The owner of the Airbnb arrives. Okay. The owner of the Airbnb. And I'm not going to lie. Sorry, John. He was good looking. Okay. He was a good looking guy. Not going to lie to you. The wife was gorgeous. Okay. The most gorgeous couple. But it's just the guy shows up to make sure everything's okay. Let me tell you something. Normal Caroline, right? Old Caroline, insecure Caroline. When I say I probably would have slammed into the glass wall, like fallen through, tripped over everything just to hide under the couch. I would have been like screaming across the house. Guess what I did? Guess what new and approved Caroline did? This hot bitch. 52. This is what happens. You actually, this is why they call us cougars. And now I know why. Because you get stronger, tougher, more confident, and you give zero fucks. You turn into a savage, okay? The guy walked in. I was like, oh, hi. Introduced myself. I was like, so nice to meet you. He's like, oh, I heard something about the air. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me show you. Walked around the whole damn house. Showed him what the issue was. We walked back upstairs. I walked around, prancing around the whole place in a bikini, cellulite out. House full of people, strangers, didn't think twice. And when I tell you that after he left, I walked outside and I looked at my friend and I was like, we actually took a beat. And I remember looking at John and being like, I just walked around the entire house with a strange man and I didn't even cover myself up. Like, I didn't care if he saw this stuff. Like, I didn't care. I was like, I'm free. I'm free. I was like, the chains have been broken. Oh my God, this is amazing. I was like, I didn't know it could feel this good. I was jumping in the pool. We were going for walks along the beach, holding hands. There were trips that I almost didn't go zip lining because it was so hot and I would have to wear shorts. Not joking. So I didn't almost go zip lining. I didn't almost go do like an adventure. I didn't go have fun with my kids or on a trip or with a boyfriend because I didn't want to wear shorts. I mean, just if you could really just process that. Because I think a lot of us, if we're going to be honest and serious right now, if you could really just process what I just said, I'm 52. All of the memories, all of the opportunities, all the adventures that I missed out on because I couldn't find my fucking towel or because I didn't want someone to see a dimple. Like, for real, you guys, it blows my mind. It actually, like, I could tear up. Like, it does make you think of that little girl who's so insecure. And if I could just look back at her now and say, no one's looking, no one cares, live your best life, run into the ocean, don't walk, fucking run, let the cellulite jiggle so the whole fucking beach can see you. I am saying, like, don't waste one more second not having fun, not making memories, not living your best life, not feeling beautiful, not feeling capable, not feeling smart. Don't waste one fucking second. I'm not joking, ladies. And if I could go back now and tell that 12-year-old girl at Sandy Hollow Day Camp, you have no idea. I just want to look at her and be like, you're beautiful. You're perfect. No one's looking. No one cares. Jump in the fucking pool. So I just want to say, I can't even tell you how many vacations I've been on, how many times I'm seeing moms running around, right? You're seeing it. And, you know, now when you do feel the freedom, I can see it even more. I'm even more aware of watching women hiding or chasing their kids. And, you know, again, our bodies change so much after motherhood, after giving birth. You know, we do change. No one warns you. No one talks about that too, how much your body changes, your hormones change, going through menopause, which that's going to be, I mean, that might be three episodes. And I'm not joking. Menopause, we're going to hit hard because it is just fascinating what women go through, what our bodies are going through. And then we mentally torture ourselves. And for what? Like, what good is that actually doing you? And I'm like, when do we fucking start accepting ourselves? When do we start celebrating just being happy? When do we start celebrating women for like smiling? When do we start celebrating like because you're having fun and because you're living your best life and because you're confident and you're motivated and you're inspiring? Like, when did cellulite fucking control us and make us think that we cannot have everything we ever wanted? And I just think that body image is such an important topic, especially in middle age, because again, I can't even tell you, it is most conversations is the weight gain. Most women, what they're talking and feeling most insecure about after having kids, especially is because your husband doesn't change, right? You change. Your husband doesn't have the baby and gain all the weight. You gain all the weight. Your husband's hormones don't change. Your hormones change, right? You feel like you're having a nervous breakdown. Your husband will at some point, but usually not at the beginning. So it's one of those things where we don't talk about it. And we're having like, imagine what that insecure 12-year-old felt. Now I'm a 50-year-old in menopause. Weight is just piling on your fucking stomach. Cellulite's getting worse. You have two small kids. You're sweating all the time, having hot flashes. You're never sleeping. You're exhausted and you haven't taken care of yourself. Imagine what that's going to do for your security or insecurity, right? Talk about looking in the mirror and not liking what you see when you don't have a second to yourself. You don't have time to work out. You don't have time to feel good. You don't have time to get those endorphins in you so that you can have a positive reaction to things. Again, it's all about taking care of yourself. That's why one of my happy tools is always movement. It isn't about being skinny. It's about being strong, about mentally strong, physically strong, so that I can keep going about my day because I actually want to live long enough to see my kids and my grandkids. And that's what I think about most now. It's funny, at 50, my entire perspective on health flipped a switch. Number one, watching your parents go down, let me tell you something, is eye-opening because you start to really acknowledge that you're getting older and you're living your second half. And it really makes you wake up and want to be like as healthy as possible. You want to enjoy as much as possible. Honestly, the best thing that's happened with having my mom move in with me, as you all know, my dad passed away and my mom moved in with us and just seeing her try new things for the first time, you know, realizing that she's still capable even at 86. I just want to remind us all that we have to keep living even if we don't look exactly the same, that we have to keep finding our happy even if our weight isn't the same. You know what I mean? Like there is no weight limit. There is no age limit. There is no time limit to you finding you're happy, to you feeling good in your own skin, to you looking in the mirror and actually liking what you see. Genuinely, you guys, I want to remind you that every single episode, how important you liking you is. And again, I think we spend way too much time, especially as moms, the comparison game is brutal. It is brutal because we're watching some moms, you know, do it all and they look fabulous and like all the perfect lunches. Then other moms, you know, like, you know, it's like they're hot mess. You can't get anything together. Then you've got the moms who are like in between. I can tell you something, out of all the mom groups, what everyone talks the most about is weight because everyone's entering like menopause or things like that. And everyone, their bodies are changing and not being able to lose the baby weight. It becomes this huge topic. And I think women become even more insecure. And I think what happens, why I said the cougar comment, is because when you finally wake up, and I think this is what's great about your 50s, when you realize the power you have, when you realize the capabilities you have, when you realize how fucking smart you are, right? You become very powerful. Why a cougar, right? Very powerful animal. You do start to get your life back. And when you start focusing on you and paying attention to you, you do start to feel better. And you do start to recognize yourself again. And you do start to feel stronger. And imagine that every day. Imagine every day looking in the mirror a little bit stronger every day and liking what you see. Once you like what you see, you don't give a flying fuck what anyone else thinks or sees. I can promise you that. Okay? So I want us to be consistently, and always I'm saying me too. Right now, I get on. Yes, I get on Instagram. I show my legs. I show my cellulite because I think it's so important to normalize it. We need to normalize that we age. We need to normalize that we change, that our bodies change, our bodies evolve, that we grow. Sometimes we gain weight. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're a little bit heavier. Sometimes we fluctuate. We fluctuate and it's okay. And we have to stop torturing ourselves. I want women to be free. I honestly want to like break the goddamn chains of these body images of us having to be perfect. You have to feel good. That's the purpose, feeling good. So I know for me, making that effort to move my body every day, making that effort to look at, you know, what makes me feel good, right? For me, I personally, I stopped drinking alcohol for a year. You know, this is no judgment at all. For me, it was just that one glass at dinner, that two glass at dinner, you know, you're cooking dinner, you're kind of getting exhausted. The calories start to add up. They just start, and I'd be picking at night because that's when I finally had a second, or I'm eating half of my kid's meal. Guys, we've all been there, right? And we can make a lot of excuses. I made a lot of excuses. I've had McDonald's more than I can admit. You know, like the mac and cheese, like we're all just surviving. And I think we forget to just take care of ourselves and try to start finding things that make you feel good. So again, when I was like in the thick of it and started this really major focusing on myself, focusing on my health, focusing on me feeling my best. Watching my parents' demise really makes you focus on health and just forget about being skinny. I just want to feel fit. Like, I really was like, I just want to be healthy. So legitimately, I started slow and steady. And I know I've talked to you guys about my happy tools, and that is how this all started, my weight loss. I kept it small, simple, easy. Again, if we overcomplicate it, you won't do it. So I didn't start off doing Barry's boot camp 7 days a week, you know what I mean? Or having a trainer for 4 hours a day. You got to start slow and build up, because if not, again, the failure is what makes you quit, right? So if you get an hour and you're dying, you throw up, you're probably not going to go back to the workout. But if you do 5-minute walk, do a lap around your block, you will see that you start, now you have space in your sun. Now you've got some fresh air. Now you've moved your body. That starts to feel good. Little by little, every day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Before you know it, in a couple of months, you're going to have 5 months of maybe walking for an hour. You might throw a friend in now. So now you're going to have a great conversation, great time with a friend. You're going to have a little me time. You're going to be moving your body. You're going to have some face in the sun. You can have a little gratitude. Imagine how that sets you up for success. Imagine how good you would feel when you walk in from that you've accomplished a little movement. Your body feels good. Your endorphins are going. You've done something good for yourself. That's how it starts. It's that simple. And everybody comes to me and is like, how did you lose the weight? How did you lose the weight? How did you lose the weight? There is no secret, you guys. There is some magic. There is magic, okay? There is magic, and there is no judgment here. I'm just saying, for me, again, it's a lifestyle change, because it's just with everything, choosing happy, choosing to be healthy, choosing to make good choices, choosing to move your body. It is a choice that you have to make daily, and it's on you. Again, no one's coming to save you. So if you think that some trainer is going to just like fall out of the sky and knock on the door and be like, I'm going to give you your best body, I'm letting you know now, no one's coming. Okay. Like, I can promise you no one's coming. So no one's coming to hand your best life, your best body, your best anything, right? You have to want it. You have to do it. So I want to remind you, the work is within you. Okay. I can't even save you. I'm not here to save you. I'm here to tell you what I did. What helped me, simple steps that helped me every single day, consistently, persistently, not giving up, is what led me to success. So for me, it was intermittent fasting. I intermittent fast. I cut off around 8 o'clock at night, unless it's like, you know, a dinner or something or an event, but I usually will eat before, so I don't pick. I break fast around 12, 1 o'clock. I have not eaten yet today. I have a coffee in the morning, and then I usually try to eat proteins, mostly veggies, some fruits. And I'm pretty healthy, very simple. We cut out the alcohol and just kept moving my body consistently every day and getting good sleep. And I can't tell you what a difference it made. I don't know if people realize that it's pretty simple. And I think with menopause, we forget as moms. I know I didn't want to admit it's easier to take the Xanax. It is easier to take the glass of wine. It is easier to like just go talk shit. It is easier to be miserable. It is easier to not make any effort. I'm going to admit it. It is easier. It is easier to not work out. But I want to remind you, I've never regretted a workout. I've never regretted taking time for myself. I have never regretted the walk. I've never regretted the great conversation or spending time with a good friend. I have never regretted spending time on me. Genuinely. I've definitely never regretted looking fabulous. Like, never. So for me, I just wanted to say this again. There is no judgment here. I hope you know this is a no judgment zone. You are always welcome here. This is what I consider my home. So you're all welcome in my home. And I want you to know, like, I am rooting for you. I am cheering for you. And I want us to stop obsessing on cellulite, on weight. I want us to start accepting ourselves. I want us to start having more fun. I want us to like break the chains. I want us to have that freedom to live our best lives and live all of those incredible experiences and not miss out on a single fucking thing because of some stupid fucking cellulite or some ridiculous, you know, thing that we're trying to, some beauty craziness that we're trying to live up to that just doesn't exist. Because again, nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors. So sometimes we're envying things and people. And you have no fucking idea what's going on. So focus on you. I will keep saying it over and over and over again. Stop looking around what everybody else is doing. Look at you. focus on you. Stop watching, start doing. Okay? I love you guys. I hope you know I'm rooting for you. I think you're beautiful. I think you're smart. I think you're capable. And I know you can do hard things. And if I can, you can. The only thing that makes a difference between success and failure is the effort. I can promise you that. And if you just make a little effort every single day, you will never regret it. And maybe you'll start ripping the towel off. Yeah, come down the stairs in your full bikini with your makeup on and all your jewels, and let's see what your husband says. I want all of you at your next beach vacation or at the next sometime, your outside backyard with your kids. I pray to God that we get to a point that we're all running around, jumping in the pool, getting our hair wet, having fun, and enjoying our fucking lives. Okay? Yes, we can. We're bringing back the best version of you if it's the last goddamn thing I do. Okay? We're showing our cellulite to everyone. Okay? That's the new normal. I love you guys all. Thank you for joining me. I hope you know how beautiful you are. And I'll see you next week because there's so much more to talk about. I'm going to be coming in hot every week. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Coming In Hot. Do not miss a second of the action. Follow me on Instagram, Shop with Caroline. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, because I'm going to be coming in hot every Monday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.